There may be several reasons to make pot legal, but the one that catches the most attention involves dollar signs. Illinois has more than $7 billion in unpaid bills and a long-term pension debt of at least $130 billion. The state is cash-strapped, and new revenue is always welcome. Some say commercializing marijuana for adult use could prove to be a windfall. Estimates have varied when it comes to how much the state could earn, from $350 million all the way up to $1 billion per year. That sounds promising and might signal that passage is a slam dunk. But
so the devil is in the details.
That's State Representative Kelly Cassidy, a Chicago Democrat who has been leading the charge toward legalization. She says a new bill will be filed in early 2019, despite several of those key details still uncertain, including how much to tax.
And that hasn't been worked out fully yet. We are actually anticipating the results of a demand study that will help us determine the size of the market, what the market will bear, what we should be looking at. That, compared with other states, will help us put the pin exactly where it belongs.
10 other states and the District of Columbia have already legalized recreational use of the drug. Michigan is the first state in the Midwest to go for it, but it'll take about a year before that program is up and running. With states like Illinois seeing the trend and in need of cash, many are coming around to the idea that legalization is inevitable. State Senator Jason Barrickman is among them. The Bloomington Republican wants a seat at the negotiating table, and he says it's because he's a fiscal conservative.
And the reality is we spend lots of money on prohibiting the use of marijuana. It's not working. We need to rethink that policy.
The tax details will be worked out before the bill is introduced. But then comes the question, where will that money be going? Because a lot of people and programs will want a portion of the funds, and there may only be one bite at the apple. State Senator Heather Staines is another Chicago Democrat spearheading discussions.
Clearly, first and foremost, revenue needs to go to implement the program. And then there's going to be aspects that I think we need to make sure we are covering, things like public education around why teenagers should not use cannabis. We also think we should have some money go to substance abuse treatment and mental health, behavioral health, which are very underfunded right now. And law enforcement always has concerns, and maybe there's something we can do to be supporting law enforcement efforts.
Ed Wojcicki, the executive director for the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, says law enforcement does have serious concerns, and they'll absolutely want part of the revenue it brings in. He says they'll need money to go towards crime labs, to have more ways to test more people who are illegally using while driving, as well as proper training for officers.
Somebody someday is going to make a machine that will allow easier testing of an individual to test their level of impairment. Kind of like the breathalyzer. What's that machine going to cost and who's going to pay for it? Are you going to tell the city of Athens here or Sherman that they have to buy a machine that could cost tens of thousands of dollars?
Other ideas have ranged from education to infrastructure. It seems there's no shortage of speculation on how to spend the money. But what about the state's fiscal problems? Senator Staines also says she's open to a portion of the revenue going to the state's main checking account, where it could be used to pay down the bill backlog. It can be tricky to get a plan done. When a landmark vote takes place, lawmakers need to be able to tell constituents who disagree why they voted in favor. They need to explain the benefit. But there are limitations. There's concern taxing too much could keep buyers on the black market if they can get it cheaper there.
It's not all settled yet. The nuts and bolts of how it will be. I think we kind of know today how it will be taxed. It will be similar to a sales tax, but we don't know exactly at what amounts.
Answers may come soon. Supporters say if the plan passes in the spring, they can have the program up and running within 6 months. That means it's possible by this time next year, residents could legally make purchases and the state could begin taking in money. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.